Southwest China's Sichuan province is at the intersection of several ethnic cultures. The Qiang minority have lived in Sichuan's mountainous region for centuries. In recent years, though, they've struggled to develop economically while trying to preserve their ancient culture. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, the earthquake that struck 2 weeks ago has created a whole new set of problems for the Qiang people.
A song about the Qiang people's creation myth describes how God made people out of rhododendron stems. Another myth says that a giant turtle holds the earth and heavens in place, and when the turtle blinks, there are earthquakes. Two weeks ago, the turtle blinked hard. Here in Shi Yicun, or Stone Chair Village, almost 30 of the village's 160 ethnic Qiang residents died in the quake. Many residents sought shelter in a stadium in nearby Mianyang City. Now almost all of them have returned. They sleep in tents outside their damaged homes. Among them is resident Shao Chaoyong. We're used to being in the mountains, he says, and we don't adapt well to city life. There are too many people down there. The government was good to us, but in the end, it's not as good as being up here in our own homes. The further into the mountains you go, the more intact traditional Qiang culture remains. Stone Chair Village is near the Beichuan County seat, and folks here have been largely assimilated by the Han Chinese majority. Most of them speak Chinese. The village no longer has its own shaman, who serves as a medicine man, fortune teller, and local historian. Villager Shao Chaofu explains.
We call them duanggong. They perform exorcisms. Our village doesn't have one, but villages further up the mountain do. We're waiting to see whether any of them have survived the earthquake.
Qiang children are taught that they are the descendants of King Yu the Great, a legendary ruler famed for fighting floods some 4,000 years ago. Resident Yang Ronglan talks about Yu's hometown in Beichuan County.
At Yu's birthplace, there's a cave where he lived and a pool where his mother washed him. The calligraphy marking these places is still clear. If they weren't affected by the earthquake, then they must still be there.
Shao Chaofu says that Qiang culture is on the decline because young people aren't interested in it.
Nowadays, young folks are better off. The government takes good care of farmers. Young people don't want to learn the culture. They want to go out and make money. Learning the culture won't help you eat or live better.
Not everyone sees it that way. In recent years, residents of Stone Chair Village have begun rebuilding their culture so that they can market it to tourists. It supplements their income from growing fruit and tea leaves. In the summer, the Chen family opens their home to tourists who come to enjoy the mountain air, local customs, and home cooking. While I checked out the pigsty in the rear, Mrs. Chen whipped up a bowl of cured pork and spicy noodles. No sooner had I finished my meal than a powerful aftershock shook the mountain, sending all of us dashing into the village square. The residents of Stone Chair Village say they're confident that they can rebuild their homes and their culture, but they also say they're waiting to see whether the government considers their mountain safe enough to continue living on. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beichuan County, Sichuan Province.